B'shem Kol Yisrael, Shalom, Shalom. I want to give you a quick vort to change your life. So this one's from the Rebbe Rav Jonathan Sacks. So it's about the fifth question. Now, I know what you're thinking. There are only four questions, right? Well, Rav Jonathan Sacks points out it's more complicated than that. Let's start with the fifth cup. So we all know that there's a fifth cup of Eliyahu Navi, and we pour it, but we don't drink it. Maybe Eliyahu comes to drink a little bit, but we don't drink it. So what's that all about? So what it all starts is from a machlekes. You see, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. You see, there's a Gemara in Sochem where Rabbi Tarfon talks about a fifth cup. We don't have that girsa, but some of the Rishonim do have that girsa, that text. And that implies that they used to be five cups. Okay? So, is there four or five? Should we drink four or five? It's an argument. According to the Rambam in Ravid, it's either an obligation to drink a fifth cup, or it's a mitzvah, but not an obligation. The Ravid says it's an obligation, I believe, and the Rambam says it's a mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do. Rashi, however, says, no, there's no such thing as a fifth cup. Who do we paskin like? We compromise. We go like Rashi, since we're not really sure what the royal opinion is, we pour the cup. And we call it the cup of Eliyahu, because Eliyahu is going to come in the end of days and resolve all the Talmudic unclarities. So that's the Talmudic background for the fifth cup. Okay? Now, moving onward, it turns out there's actually a fifth verse. You see, we all know that the four cups of Pesach are based on the four cups of redemption, four languages used when God redeemed us. But if you look carefully in the Torah, there's a fifth language of redemption. Right at the very next verse, if God takes us out, it says, V'yiviti, I will bring you to the land of Israel. There's a hidden fifth that's not, for some reason, the rabbis cut out, but it's right after these other verses. A hidden fifth verse with a hidden fifth phrase. So now we're up to three hidden fifths. And what's the thing that brings together all of these fifths? They all represent the yearning to come back to the land of Israel. Moving forward, there's a fifth question, which we leave out of our manishtanahs. If you look in the Mishnah, originally the question is, how come on all the nights we don't eat Korban Pesach? But tonight we do eat the Korban Pesach. Oh, the pshat is because we don't have a Korban Pesach anymore, so we don't ask that question. But in the olden days, we used to ask that question, and when Mashiach comes, we'll ask that question again. That's the fourth missing fifth. And what's the fifth of the fifth? Of course, that's the fifth child. We know there are four children, and they all ask their questions, but there's one that didn't show up, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe. That's the fifth child who never made it. Like the Chamushim, the fifth from Lashon of Chamesh, who didn't make it out of Egypt. So it turns out that there are five missing fifths, all of them symbolizing our yearning for more, for the redemption. So while there are those who have accustomed to that fifth cup, now that we're back in the land of Israel, most authorities say we haven't yet reached the time of ultimate redemption, and thus we're still pouring that fifth cup and not yet drinking it. During this particular Pesach, I think we all can feel the yearning. May Hashem bless us to drink the fifth cup in a free and healthy Yerushalayim really soon. Have a great day. Hope you enjoy.